Nick Schinkle, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library, reviews the debut novel of Canadian author Louise Penny. Still Life is the beginning of the Inspector Gamache series, and it was the runner-up for the CWA's debut Dagger Award in 2004. Schinkle begins his review by reading for the book.
Miss Jane Neal met her maker in the early morning mist of Thanksgiving Sunday. It was pretty much a surprise all round. Miss Neal's was not a natural death, unless you're of the belief that everything happens as it's supposed to. If so, for her 76 years, Jane Neal had been walking toward this final moment when death met her in the brilliant maple woods of the village of Three Pines. She'd fallen, spread-eagled, as though making angels in the bright and brittle leaves. Chief Inspector Armand Gamache of the Sûreté du Québec knelt down, his knees cracking like the report of a hunter's rifle, his large, expressive hands hovering over the tiny circle of blood marring her fluffy cardigan, as though, like a magician, he could remove the wound and restore the woman. But he could not. That wasn't his gift. Fortunately for Gamache, he had others. The scent of mothballs, his grandmother's perfume, met him halfway. Jane's gentle and kindly eyes stared as though surprised to see him. And so opens Still Life, the first Chief Inspector Gamache novel by Louise Penny. And with Still Life, author Louise Penny introduces us to a new character in mystery fiction, the aforementioned Inspector Gamache of the Montreal Sûreté, and a welcome introduction the inspector is. Like any good fiction character, the inspector comes alive in the pages of this first novel, which is, by the way, the winner of the Crime Writers Association of Great Britain's very highly commended Debut Dagger Award. Our inspector, while solving the crime, is as flawed and as quirky and interesting as any good mystery protagonist ought to be. This opening story in the series takes us deep into the village of Three Pines, a town in Quebec noted for its multilingual inhabitants, its day-to-day interest in the arts, the town's inhabitants' skill, or lack thereof, with bow and arrow, which, as we discover, is the immediate cause of Jane Neal's death, and its Anglophone focus. Odd, because Three Pines sits only a couple of hours' drive from the center of French-speaking Canada, the metropolis that is Montreal. All of these unique characteristics weave themselves around the mystery that surrounds Jane Neal, who dies mysteriously, was murdered, some in the village were quick to speculate, while on a walk in her beloved woods, not far from her modest home, just off the village green. Within pages after Miss Neal's death, we are introduced to our lead protagonist, Inspector Gamache, and a number of village characters, including a pair of younger, married, struggling artists, a landed gentleman of some means, both financial and artistic, a bookstore owner who moved recently to Three Pines to get away from her hurly-burly psychiatric practice in Montreal, a not-too-stereotypical gay couple who own and operate the town's bed-and-breakfast bistro antique store, and a down-on-their-luck working-class family whose teenage son early on brings himself to the inspector's attention thanks to his somewhat erratic behavior around Jane Neal's murder scene. Our inspector is a likable lead, though not without his flaws or foibles. We learn early in the story that he doesn't play office politics very well. He has been stuck, as some might say, as head of homicide for the Quebec Sûreté for years, as our author tells us. The inspector's little secret was that in his mid-50s, at the height of a long and now apparently stalled career, violent death still surprised him, which was odd for the head of homicide and perhaps one of the reasons he hadn't progressed further in the cynical world of the Sûreté. Gamache always hoped someone had gotten it wrong, and there was no dead body. But there was no mistaking the increasingly rigid Miss Neal. straightening up with the help of Inspector Beauvoir. He buttoned his lined Burberry against the October chill and wondered. Yet our good inspector is no slacker. He is committed to his craft of detecting and is a close observer of human behavior, even in a small town that is Three Pines. Two, he is a man who takes his role as a mentor for those who work with him seriously. But as we learn in this first novel in the series, Inspector Gamache is not without a limit to his patience. In a particularly moving subplot, he finds himself growing more and more frustrated with a new subordinate who is obstinately unable to respond to Gamache's efforts to teach her the craft he has practiced for decades. The dialogue between the inspector and his small crew of expert, if disparate, detectives and the townies of Three Pines offers some of the best moments in this slowly evolving crime tale. And it offers our inspector opportunities to muse to himself and the reader about the oddities and the hidden motives of human behavior, especially when crime is likely involved. As I noted earlier, Still Life offers us an unusual setting for an English-language mystery, set as it is in rural Quebec outside of Montreal. This in itself makes for a fun and different kind of reading experience. This mix of French and English cultures that we find clash and coexist in the lives of our characters, making this what Americans will understand as a very Canadian experience. For even in the midst of this small town's murder, characters we get to know remain so darn thoughtful and nice. We meet a couple of them in Chapter 3. Clara sat in her kitchen drained and stunned, with the overwhelming need to call Jane and tell her what had happened. What had happened was inconceivable. A world suddenly, violently, without Jane. Without that touch, that comfort, that kindness. Clara felt that someone had scooped not just her heart, but her brain right out of her body. How was it possible, Clara wondered, looking down at her hands folded neatly in her lap, that my heart can still beat? I must call Jane. Peter was willing the water to boil so he could make tea and then all this would go away. Maybe, said his brain and his upbringing, if you make enough tea and small talk, time reverses and all bad things are undone. But he'd lived too long with Clara to be able to hide in denial. Jane was dead, killed. And he needed to comfort Clara and somehow make it all right. And he didn't know how. Rummaging through the cupboard like a wartime surgeon frantically searching for the right bandage, Peter swept aside Yogi tea and Harmony herbal blend, though he hesitated for a second over chamomile. But no, stay focused, he admonished himself. He knew what was there, that opiate of the Anglos. And his hand clutched the box just as the kettle whistled. Violent death demanded Earl Grey. Glancing out the window as he splashed boiling water into the pot, and felt the painful pricks of scalding water bouncing onto his hand, he saw Chief Inspector Gamache sitting alone on the bench at the village green. The inspector appeared to be feeding the birds, but that couldn't be right. Peter's attention returned to the important task of making tea. Well, having become enchanted by the scenery, and especially by the residents of this small village, I'm glad to report that Three Pines does provide the setting for other Inspector Gamache novels, which prompts the question, can a small town in rural Quebec really fuel seven and counting mystery novels? Well, any number of other mysteries set in small towns answered this question with a big yes. And certainly, Louise Penny and her readers have embraced Three Pines as a town worthy of repeated visits to. Perhaps those of us who grew up in or who have lived in small towns can understand why. Small towns are no less infested with mystery and evil doing than their larger urban cousins. Certainly other reviewers agree with me about Three Pines' grip on our imaginations. Here's what a few have to say about Louise Penny's seventh Inspector Gamache novel, the 2011 published book A Trick of Light. Kirkus Reviews, for instance, writes, Penny, elevating herself to the pantheon that houses P.D. James, Ruth Rendell, and Minette Walters, demonstrates an exquisite touch with characterization, plotting, and artistic sensitivity. R.T. Book Reviews writes, like P.D. James, Penny shows how the tight structure of the classical mystery story can accommodate a wealth of deeply felt emotions and interpersonal drama. And Penny's characters are sharply drawn, realistically complicated, and heartbreakingly real. Wonderful, complex characters and sophisticated plotting makes this a perfect book. Do not miss it. In the end, if you, as I, enjoy reading series fiction for the characters, for the plotting, for the settings, I think you too will enjoy Louise Penny's Inspector Gamache novels. And here's one final helpful hint from one of my library staff who encouraged me, and I encourage you, to read these in the order they are published. Certainly Still Life, the first novel in the series, is a great place to begin. Let's close our review with the inspector's final view of the town as Still Life itself concludes. At the top of the hill, Armand Gamache stopped the car and got out. He looked down at the village and his heart soared. He looked over the rooftops and imagined the good, kind, flawed people inside struggling with their lives. People were walking their dogs, raking the relentless autumn leaves, racing the gently falling snow. They were shopping at Monsieur Bellevue's general store and buying baguettes from Sarah's boulangerie. Olivier stood at the bistro doorway and shook out a tablecloth. Life was far from harried here, but neither was it still. Still Life, the first Inspector Gamache novel, one of seven and counting, by award-winning author and certainly well-worth-reading author Louise Penny. It's available at all of our fine local libraries, including the West Lafayette Public Library.
That was Nick Schinkel, the director of the West Lafayette Public Library. He's reviewed the debut novel of Canadian author Louise Penny, Still Life. It's the beginning of the Inspector Gamache series. Seven books have been published, and it's recommended that you read this series in order, beginning with Still Life.